I'm Debbie Dashinger. Welcome to Dare to Dream. Be inspired to live big and bold and take action to turn your dreams into your reality. Go beyond obstacles and limits of your thinking. Accelerate results to catapult yourself to success. I'm a visibility expert who gives media makeovers to clients, booking them on media interviews and turning their books into international bestsellers with guaranteed results. Join me at DebbieDashinger.com. Dare to do great things. Dare to shine. It's all about you becoming a visionary and leading the pack. Welcome to your daring new life. Are you a visionary? Hi. This is Debbie Dashinger, and here with you today, super excited, another great show that's going to be coming your way, and so much for us to talk about. I want to talk about living without burdens. How does that sound? Because I know it sounds damn good to me. And a little bit later, we're going to have Emerald Greenforest here to talk about men. One of my favorite subjects because it's so cool to figure out, and if you're a man, you'll totally want to be here. She is going to be here to talk about the three marks of a man on purpose and how to strip away everything that is in the way of leading like a legend in the creative age. So Emerald will be on later on Dare to Dream. And, yeah, I guess I want to start with my workouts because that's sort of been a going-on theme, and I keep talking about Legree Fitness, and they were in the LA Times recently, and I'm so grateful that they are posting pictures and articles about how, and I just want to say how intense this workout is, but it's intensity with purpose, so that for 25 minutes you can accomplish so much. And apparently this is how Meghan Markle got her body. So she goes as well, and there's a lot of other people, but I've committed 6 months. I thought, you know, sometimes a physical challenge is really good for me, and I was up for the task. So I'm actually, it's amazing that my 6 months is coming up, that I did this, because in the beginning, I got to tell you, I wasn't sure I was going to make it through. It was really difficult. And here I am. You know, I feel so much stronger. That's a really good feeling to know in your body you've got muscles developing and ways you can handle things and pick up things and show up in your body that you couldn't before. So my muscles mean that I'm not living with burdens, right? They're actually an asset. So let's talk about this reminder today. And that's the conversation. It's about deciding to live without burdens, because it really is a decision, isn't it? Everything. And today you can choose to explore how life feels when your old burdens have lifted. And why would you do that? Because when our mind, our body, our spirit become lighter, our life becomes a field of new possibilities. We change our frequency, and in that instant, boom, we change our life. As we free ourselves from the restraints, I almost said constraints, but it's true, isn't it? Constraints and restraints that we free ourselves from, old habits, self-criticisms, bye-bye. We then feel a lighter mood, confidence, joyfulness. And what's wrong with that? Is everything right about that? Embracing our inherent expansive spirit, we will feel unlimited, peaceful, and creative. The thought you can repeat to yourself today is, I embrace my life with ease and joy. Louise Hay said, we think so often that we are helpless, but we're not. We always have the power of our mind. Claim and consciously use your power. If you are feeling caught up, confused, or off course as a leader, but you have a strong calling and a big vision inside, you'll be encouraged. You're going to want to stick around because when we come back, Emerald Greenforest is here to shed light and guidance to become a legendary leader. Stay right there. We'll be right back.
How do you comfort a grieving child? It's not easy, but the book, My Mommy is a Butterfly, facilitates the process by introducing your child to the concept of signs from the afterlife. These signs will prove to your child that their loved one is still around them and still loves them. The heartwarming story encourages your child to focus on the power of love and how it transcends death. My Mommy is a Butterfly will uplift your child with hope and resiliency. Your child will become empowered to learn that death is not only an ending, but also the beginning of a relationship where love never dies. Written by Michelle Bieber, My Mommy is a Butterfly is available at Amazon and Barnes & Noble.
Whether you're a wine novice, a wine lover, or a wine specialist, you will love directsellers.com/DebsWineWonders because it's sourced from boutique artisan vineyards from around the world. Give the wines as gifts for colleagues to bring to social situations or just enjoy it with family and friends. The box of wines I've been receiving from directsellers.com/DebsWineWonders are superb, to be frank. They take care in the wine they choose. Their in-house wine experts ensure that the members get only the best. They've been tasting and selecting wine for over 15 years. The goal with this club is to send you wine that you love. Each month, our experts select great premium wines from wineries around the globe. Your satisfaction is guaranteed at directsellers.com/DebsWineWonders. That's direct, CELLARS.com/DebsWineWonders.
What would you say if I told you that you could change your life in only 1 hour and all while lying down relaxing? Thousands of people all over the world have. What am I talking about? It's called Access Consciousness, the BARS. The BARS is an energetic body process that contains 32 different points on your head that, when run, assist you in releasing decisions about any area of your life that you have made solid and, as a result, cannot change. The BARS is the first class in Access Consciousness, a dynamic set of tools and information designed to transform any area of your life. When you have a BARS session, the worst that can happen is you feel like you had a fantastic massage. The best thing that can happen is your whole life could change. Go to accessconsciousness.com today to find a facilitator, to schedule a private session, or to find a BARS class in your area. Are you willing to give yourself an hour to change your life?
Welcome back to Dare to Dream. So awesome to introduce you to Emerald Peaceful Green Forest. She's an internationally known speaker, creative age leader, and transformation artist. Man, that's for sure. This I know because I've watched her even over the 10 years I've known her transform over and over again. Very cool. She's successful. She's award-winning. She's an entrepreneur since her mid-20s and active in her community. And she served in volunteer leadership positions as an avid supporter of children's organizations and, yay, the arts for years. Emerald is a published author with several books of her own, as well as a contributor to 15 anthologies. She's listed as one of America's premier experts and the recipient of Be the Change Movement to Watch Award. You've seen her on CNBC's Nightly Business Report, and she has an international reputation as a speaker. She's been on stage with people like John Assaraf, Sark, Marianne Williamson, David Wolf, and Gay, and Kathleen Hendricks, Ali Brown, and many more change agents. And Emerald was selected to be featured in the new Icon movie produced and seen by millions, as well as where I first learned about her through telesummits when they were a thing, and they were a really sacred thing, and other virtual events broadcast all over the world, nearly 500 times for her in several years. If you want to know more, emeraldgreenforest.com is the place to go. And Emerald, welcome to Dare to Dream. Awesome to have you.
I'm so excited to be here, Debbie. And in fact, when you say those words, dare to dream, I get the little shiver up my arms. And I love that when that happens, because I feel
what
like just coming on
you?
Your show. Well, I feel like coming on your show right now and in this moment is just like another one of those pivotal moments in my life. And it's an amplification of my ability to dare and my ability to dream, to just have the honor to be here on your show and be present with you. So I'm getting that psychic chill, you know, the little the little pins and needles up my arms right now. Just when you said dare to dream, I was like, yes, let's do it.
let's dare and let's dream together. You're doing so much amazing work. And I talked about you being a transformationist, and it's true. I mean, for me, as an observer over the years, I see you as somebody who really respects what happens inside and then allows it to be reflected on the outside. And that's everything from your name to how you choose to give your gifts out into the world and in what form. Can you talk about that a little bit?
Sure. Well, I think the most important thing I want to talk about in relation to that, Debbie, is I feel like I have to talk about my spiritual awakening. And when I had that spiritual awakening, I was living a life that on the surface appeared to be, you know, we'll call it the American dream, right? Like the house and the kid and the two cars in the driveway and the dog and the white fence and all of that. And I was in a place in my life where it seemed like everything on the outside was fine and dandy, but on the inside, I was a complete mess. And every single day, like 29 days out of 30, I was miserable. And then I had a spiritual awakening, and it became clear that I had a different life that I needed to lead. And I had to do a lot of work around trusting the unknown and tapping into my creative capacity and being connected with my source so that I could receive my guidance internally rather than looking at the external world for affirmation. Hope that makes sense.
That is really big. So what I hear you saying essentially is that you had one life. It was a very unhappy life. You had a spiritual awakening, and from going through that experience, you came out the other side with a willingness to trust the unknown.
And, exactly.
You know, for people listening, that's big. We all get, look, this is a spiritual tribe listening to the show right now, so we get it, right? We want to let go. We don't want to control. We want to know that what's happening right now is perfect or we can shift it. We get all of that, but to do all of that, like live that way, is a big deal. Can you talk about how do you align with that and really allow that to flow through you into your life each day?
Well, it's certainly a consistent practice. I'll say that for sure. And, you know, this is one of the things I teach when I talk about men on purpose and the men that I'm working with now. And I actually, one of the things I dared to do recently was start hosting the Men on Purpose podcast. And so this is just a good example because I actually had a very successful business for almost a decade serving women. And about a year ago, maybe a little bit more than a year ago in March, it became clear, March of 2017, it became so clear to me that the business that I had just simply was no longer in service and it wasn't working anymore. And so I did what I have grown to know to do, and that is to surrender that and to have ceremony around that and to release to the unknown everything that wasn't serving me anymore. And so I literally burned my business right to the ground.
Wow.
In March of 2017. And I had a fire and I put all my business cards and all of my marketing materials and everything went into the fire. And then the work, Debbie, was really to be willing to be in the unknown and trusting that sooner or later I would be shown something. And it's, you know, as a result of years of doing this same process of coming to a place where things aren't working, realizing that I have to surrender them, and then going into that unknown space and being patient and waiting for the call, whatever the next call is. And what became clear to me over the course of several weeks after the burning was that I was now being called to serve men. And so I was like, okay, I said yes. So part of one of the marks of a man on purpose, and I think anybody on purpose, is having the courage to say yes when, after you've been sitting in the unknown, all of a sudden you receive the divine inspiration. Now it's like, okay, you've got to have the courage to say yes. Yes to letting go and yes to saying, I'll start again. I'll create something new.
Mm. Yeah, it really is the age of reinvention, I think, so much for entrepreneurs. And many of them hit a wall and they don't know it's okay to make a right turn. You know, they keep trying to go through that wall. And when you talk about surrender, ceremony, release, the willingness to be in the unknown and the trust of the next call, it reminds me that I'm often asked, well, gosh, you know, you spent literally from the time you were a little kid till you were an adult, into your adulthood. I was an actress and a singer. And what the heck? What happened that caused that change? And it's interesting because I actually surrendered because I didn't know what else to do. I just know one day, one year, everything changed for me. In a year, I got the biggest part, theater, movies, TV, the whole deal. Something changed, and I knew, you know, if I'm not going to show up like I've always shown up and do the work for the part I've been given, something's wrong. And I couldn't ignore what was happening inside of me, and I felt like Persephone. I'm just going to give this up and go into the underworld until something divine or clear is given to me so I can start coming back out the other side. I can only say for me, when I did come out, it was not a singular thing like, boom, you know, you're going to be on radio and start writing books and teach people how to write books and start booking people on radio and podcasts and da-da-da-da. It wasn't like that at all. It was like skiing down a mountain where I tried, you know, singing with jazz bands and big bands, and then that led to going to Toastmasters, and then that led to doing courses all around Los Angeles, and then I was a jewelry designer for 5 years, and it just, and then a voiceover artist, and crazy enough, voiceovers 11 years ago is what opened the door for me to be on radio.
Yeah.
So the surrender, it's like you really don't know where that path is going to take you, and talk about patience. You know, it's a bit of patience. And so here you are, having done this yourself, and I want to know first why leading, why leadership became important to you. What made you answer that call?
Well, you know, I love that you just told the story there of all the different places that you went in your journey. And part of my journey before I had my spiritual awakening, I've always been a leader. I mean, I've been a leader since I was a child. So when I was 9 years old, I sold 763 boxes of Girl Scout cookies and all the rest of the girls sold 20. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not just a leader, I'm an overachieving leader. And in my late 20s and into my early 30s, when I was in the real estate business, at the end of that career, it was at the end of that career that the spiritual awakening happened. But right before the spiritual awakening happened, I was the national chairperson for my trade association. And we represented 1 in 8 homeowners in the country. And I was speaking all over the country to local chapters and talking on Capitol Hill to the senators. And so I understood leadership, and I have a background in leadership. And so what I want to say, Debbie, is even though we surrender the form of what we have been engaged in, the skills, the expertise, the knowledge, and the mastery in whatever areas that we have mastery in are the gifts that continue to keep on giving as we create a new form. And so my new form, you know, moved from messaging and working with people to help them with their messages. And I was working with women, helping them feel great speaking and powerful asking for money for almost a decade online. And as I shifted into being called to serve men, it became clear that the time was now to pull out of my cupboard of skills, experience, you know, life learning, to pull out of the cupboard from 20, 30 years ago, the leadership skills that are inherent in me and that I have the capacity to serve others into mastery with. So that's
the answer
to that.
Well, there has to be a story, because if you were training women and working specifically with money, and you go through this experience where you realize, okay, we're here again, surrender, ceremony, release, willingness, men, why men? What happened in your journey that caused men to come to the forefront for you?
Yeah, well, I think the big turning point was 2 years ago when my son actually had me trapped in the basement and threatening to kill me and cut me up in little pieces. And he was high on, if you can believe this, homeopathic nasal spray. He was just, it was a crazy, crazy time. He had also gone through a series of addiction issues with heroin and cocaine and all kinds of other stuff. But what ended up happening for me was, as I went through that literal near-death experience with my son, and we both came out on the other side. We came out on the other side of that totally different people. And I'm really happy to say today that he's incredibly healed from that, and I'm incredibly healed from that. But it was that really was the turning point for me and created a whole new life for me, including a personal name change from Amethyst Wildfire to Emerald Peaceful Green Forest. And when that change occurred, everything that had been built to promote and advance and position Amethyst Wildfire, it simply could not hold the energy of who I was becoming. And so my business started to disintegrate. And as it disintegrated, you know, I had to let that go. As I was in my own healing, I had to let that go. And so when the men came to the forefront, I was a little bit like surprised by it. But at the same time, it makes sense, because I've spent most of my life in relationships with men that were either abusive, addicted, or I felt alienated from them. And so there's no greater healing for me than for me to actually begin to elevate, celebrate, and spotlight men on purpose and serve and support them into their legendary leadership.
I love this conversation. I find this fascinating. And so with your connection now with men, what is shifting? What's changing compared to when you started this work? I just have a sense that it's not only healing for them to be connected with you as a coach and as a leader, but also for you. And what's happening in that exchange?
Well, totally. I mean, every single time I do a podcast interview, and I'm now, you know, we just aired our 25th podcast, so that launched in January of this year. Every single time I do a podcast interview, I am able to see intentionally choose to see the best in the man that's in front of me. And so when I see the best in the man that's in front of me, he naturally is going to bring his best. And that for me has been immensely, immensely healing, because for years, Debbie, I was either in horrible relationships with men where there was abuse and addiction and all kinds of other, you know, not pleasant experiences. And even after I got out of those relationships, you know, as my son came into manhood, it was repeating with him. You know, the whole same thing was repeating with him. And I was the single unifying thread in all of those experiences. So it became clear as I started working with men that it was incredibly healing for me. And it's actually allowing me to embrace my own masculine essence and to not be afraid of men anymore. You know, I mean, like for many years, I was terrified of men.
Wow. I think this work is tremendous, and I really get the potential and the impact. And I cannot wait to get to know even more about how you teach creative age leaders to create conscious change and begin leading like a legend without fear, without flack. You're listening to Dare to Dream Radio. Join me after the show on Facebook at Dare to Dream Radio and TV. Stay right there. We'll be right back.
Debbie Dashinger's Radio Interview Mastery Program is a unique branded system that works. MediaMasteryRadio.com puts you on a fast track to grow your business and easily book interviews. Learn how at MediaMasteryRadio.com. Debbie is fiercely committed to guiding entrepreneurs, authors, speakers, healers, and business people. Learn how to leverage your radio appearances to grow your business and increase your visibility at MediaMasteryRadio.com.
What if the world doesn't function the way we've been told? What if we truly can bend the laws of physical reality? What if we can end limitation? What if weird were the coolest thing you could be? And what if it's time for a totally different reality? Are you ready to create it? Are you ready to dream as big as you dare? Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything in my life changed for me. This is your invitation to step into something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Newton, Da Vinci, Shakespeare, Gandhi, Galileo, and Aristotle all knew to be true. It's not about the answer. It's about being the question, always. It's about truly being you, whatever that looks like, and changing this world. Is now the time? Start by signing up for a free video series at beingyouclass.com. That's beingyouclass.com. What if you are the gift and the change this world requires? Beingyouclass.com.
Research shows we apologize up to 10 times a day, and most of the time, we say sorry as a response to someone else's mistake. What if we thanked people instead of all that unnecessary apologizing? So instead of saying, sorry, I'm rambling, you say, thank you for listening. Join us at ProjectForgive.com, a free non-religious resource on global forgiveness.
Do you love wine? Do you enjoy drinking it or sharing it? Well, maybe you know a lot about wine, maybe you don't. Thanks for entrusting me with picking and choosing the most amazing wines from all over the world and delivering them to your home or business. You will receive as few or as many bottles of wine as you like with tasting notes in your magical box of wine detailing the regions, the history, and even food and wine pairing. We will deliver to you the best wine in the world. So get in, get wine, get social at directsellers.com/DebsWineWonders. Sit back and truly enjoy our wines, because we take great pride. We have invested a great deal of time selecting the most incredible wines from all over the world we know you'll enjoy and want to share. At directsellers.com/DebsWineWonders. That's direct, CELLARS.com/DebsWineWonders. Yum.
If you're tuning in after we've started, this is Debbie Dashinger on Dare to Dream Radio. I'm interviewing Emerald Greenforest, who coaches creative AIDS leaders how to align and create conscious change and begin leading like a legend. What does leading like a legend mean to you?
Well, to me, leading like a legend is being somebody who does a few things. First of all, you answer the call, right? And you have a commitment to the calling. And all great leaders, I believe, are called. All legendary leaders are called to do something extraordinary and to deliver something extraordinary into the world. And so the first, you know, key to being a legendary leader is having an incredible commitment to the calling and to saying yes and having the courage to say yes. So that's a second key, is having the courage to say yes and to move ahead even when people don't get you. So I, as a good example, I had a interview yesterday with one of the guys who came onto the Men on Purpose podcast to be interviewed, and he left this very high-paying job in corporate IT or something. I can't remember specifically, but he left this incredibly high-paying job and bought 19 independent taxi ride drivers in New York City, and nobody could get, all of the people around him were like, what are you doing? Why are you doing this? And he's ended up creating this company. Now he has 257, and they are offering non-emergency medical transport. And he had this vision that was completely off the wall to most of the people around him, but he had the courage to say yes and committed and said, I'm moving ahead with this. And, you know, that's legendary in my mind.
Yeah. You use the words with your clients, align your compass. And it sounds very much like that. He had a vision, and rather than question it, he stepped into it and aligned with the compass and where it was pointing. Then what are the steps then to alignment? So what's possible that leaders can do, and how can they get to alignment?
Sure. So if you want to use the word align, I'll give you the five steps here, A-L-I-G-N. So the first step is ask questions. You know, really great legendary leaders are not afraid to ask a lot of questions. They might have this vision like this guy had and have no idea how to do it. And so where do you begin? You begin by asking questions like, where can I go to begin this process? Who's going to help me? How am I going to move myself ahead? How am I going to move from where I am to where I'm going? So it begins with asking a lot of questions and being fearless about not having the answer. And this goes back to being in the unknown. It's okay to not have the answer as long as you are really strong with your asking questions muscle. So the L in aligning your compass is let love lead. And what that means is to follow your heart and really answer that calling. And to me, anybody who has a calling, the calling is not just the desire of your own heart to serve its greatest gifts into the world, but the calling is also the prayers of all of the people who need what it is that you uniquely are here to contribute. And those prayers, they go up like a vibrational wave into the atmosphere. And as that wave comes towards your heart, it strums your heartstrings. And you are attuned to answering those prayers. So you want to let love lead. And that means really being willing to connect with your own heart and your own joy in service. Because it's not a legendary leader who just works themselves to death. That's not legendary. That's actually suicidal. What's beautiful is somebody who is so devoted to their passion and so committed to their vocation, and it becomes seamless. Their life and their offering and their contribution into the world becomes a seamless thing. So the I is taking inspired action. And that's when you get that divine inspiration to do something and you say yes to it. Like, I sat for 3 weeks after I put my business in the fire and I was like, okay, I'm surrendered. I give it up to the infinite source to show me the way. I am asking the question, what's the way? And I have to be patient in the answer, right? And so when I received the answer, now it's my job to jump into inspired action. And this is not action just for action's sake, because again, that's suicidal. That's like very selfish to be just producing, to no good end, like putting yourself into situations where it looks like you're doing something, but you're really not doing anything except expending a lot of energy uselessly. So you want to be only taking inspired action, not just taking action for action's sake. And then once you take the action, the most important thing after that is the G, and that's get grounded. And that means like, okay, how do we bring this, whatever this idea, this vision, this mission, this movement, whatever it is that we're attempting to create here, how do I ground this in some way in physical reality? Because when we anchor something, when we ground something in physical reality, then it becomes, even if it's not in its full fruition, it becomes somewhat real to us, and then we can reignite our desire and our devotion to continuing to nurture that and feed it. And so we definitely want to find the best way to, as quickly as we can, ground in some tangible physical form what it is that we're inspired to create as leaders. And then the N in align your compass is, once you've taken that big vision and you've anchored it in some, even in some tiny way in reality, and that could be making a vision board, it could be having a stone that represents, you know, 5 years from now or 10 years from now or next week, I'm going to have XYZ. Regardless of how you ground it, once you've got it grounded, then you need to begin to start asking the question about what your next step is again. And here is where it's very helpful to look for a navigator. And for me as a mentor and a coach, I don't like to call myself a coach. I actually call myself a mentor, and I call myself a trusted guide, and I call myself an advisor. But I would also call myself a navigator, because having a navigator on your team and by your side as you are bringing vision into reality, the navigator is going to support you in seeing those things that you're not seeing, in taking the actions that may get you to where you want to go and guiding you to take the actions to where you want to go maybe much more quickly than you had imagined were possible, because they bring something to the table. And wherever two or more are gathered, Debbie, that's where love lives.
So just to repeat this, it's a line, and that's the acronym and word, and the A is for ask, which is ask a lot of questions, be fearless, and be in the unknown. The L is let love lead, follow your heart, and answer the call. The I is inspired action and divine inspiration to lead you there. The G is be grounded. Bring your vision, your mission to physical reality. And the N is your next step. Find a navigator who sees what you cannot see and guides you to the action that you may not know about, but will get you there fast. And if that is the way there, to align our compass, to become the leaders that we actually really want to be, what are the indicators that people experience who are creative leaders that they can look at themselves and go, oh, I am totally off course here. Something's up.
Yeah. Well, so the first key indicator that you're off course is you feel confused. You're lost in what I call the clouds of confusion. And for years, I've seen in the specifically in the personal and professional development space, people go into masterminds, they go into training programs, they go into these big groups, and they're lost in the fog of confusion, sometimes for years in those spaces and places. And even though they say to themselves, well, I'm doing something towards my vision, right? I'm doing something towards my vision, because I'm invested in this group or this program or this, you know, I'm a serial program attender or whatever. If they're not actualizing their vision in the world by having clients and cash flow or followers who are, you know, supporting their movement, money coming in, if they're in a state of confusion, they are likely off course. And in a lot of cases, especially in those groups that I'm talking about, they are great places for people to hide. People go into these larger groups oftentimes, and they're part of a herd, and they are in this space where they're in hiding because they don't have the courage, maybe, to take themselves out of the herd and into a place where they can be heard as a leader, right? So the first thing that would indicate that you're off course is if you feel like you're lost in the fog of confusion. And so I do actually have something for your listeners, Debbie. A lot of times we get caught in the clouds of confusion when there's too many decisions to be made simultaneously, and we feel overwhelmed and stressed out and unclear. So if people would like to go to emeraldgreenforest.com/gift, G-I-F-T, I have a little something there called the Instant Clarity Exercise. And you can get that without opting in. You don't even need to opt it in. It's right there on that page. If you want to opt in, you're welcome to do so. We'll give you information about our Men on Purpose podcast episodes and periodic other information about what's going on in my world. But you don't need to opt in if you don't want to. And you can just go right to that page, emeraldgreenforest.com/gift, to receive the Instant Clarity Exercise. So one key indicator is being caught in the clouds of confusion.
Yeah, thank you. And I love how you brought that up to the workshop addicts. the mastermind addicts who show up because, man, I've seen it. And I actually am the antithesis of that. It is very rare I join anything. Something has to really rock my inside world for me to align and commit. But I see it all the time, and I see these people like they didn't quite get it there. It's kind of like dieting, right? I didn't quite get it here. It didn't quite work out. Oh, I'm going to go on to the next one. It must be there. But they're dragging along their confusion with them, and really, they can't get aligned with what you laid out unless they have some clarity or surrender to do the process correctly. This is huge.
And well, and the other thing I want to say, Debbie, just briefly, is a lot of times the people that I work with, I work at a very intimate level with them. I am very clear in my business model that I have no desire to have a herd. If I'm going to have anything, I'm going to have a big wide open space filled with wild horses. Most of my clients, I would consider wild horses, right? They need a big, wide range to roam on that does have some boundaries, but they are not part of a herd. So, and it's important, I think, for people to recognize while there is value, I'm not going to say there isn't value in these larger groups, because just the relationships that you create with people, if you're intentional, can be incredibly, incredibly valuable. However, there is the tendency for people to hide in these groups. So if you really want to be a legendary leader, oftentimes it requires a deeper level of work, a deeper level of investment, and a more personalized, customized attention to what it is that you want to co-create and bring forth into the world. So, you know, my business model is small groups or personalized one-on-one attention, and that works very well for me and works very well for my clients. I've had clients, my collective client revenue generation over the last decade is probably close to $50 million. So they're doing something in the world, that's for sure.
Well, if you want to be a published author, you can apply to write a chapter in the new anthology book called I Am Still Here. There are author spots available for first-time authors or seasoned authors. You will be vetted to join our group. You can go to debbied.net/anthology. Know this will receive global distribution, and it's going to be launched to a guaranteed international bestseller. It is full of tons of great, amazing bonuses. So you're going to want to find out if you would be interested in being a published author this year. Go to Debbie D, that's D-E-B-B-I. D.net/anthology. Stay right there. We'll be right back.
What is LinkedIn and why should you be on it? Wondering what in the world people use LinkedIn for? You will be surprised how much is available on this popular business social network. Go to www.yourconnectionconsultant.com. Did you know that 64% of all social media traffic to websites is driven by LinkedIn? Rhonda Scher, known as the LinkedIn Diva, will explain how to double your business using LinkedIn. Don't be left out. Learn how to leverage LinkedIn today. Rhonda Scher, the LinkedIn expert, is your connection consultant at www.yourconnectionconsultant.com.
What if there's nothing wrong with you? What if you're far greater than you've ever given yourself credit for? What if it's time to know the gift and the contribution you are to the world and to like yourself a lot more? Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question. And everything changed for me. Asking questions opens doors to infinite possibilities. And it's not about finding the answer. It's about being the question. Always. What I'm inviting you to step into is something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Newton, Da Vinci, Gandhi, Picasso, and Aristotle all knew to be true. What if no question is too big or too small? What if anything is possible for you? What if together we could create a kinder, gentler, happier world? Is now the time? Go to beingyouclass.com and sign up for a free video series, My Gift to You. Beingyouclass.com. What if you, truly being you, are the gift and change this world requires? Beingyouclass.com.
Be laser focused on ideal clients. Advertise on Dare to Dream Radio. Great rates at ads@debbiedashinger.com. Create awareness of your valuable content. Sponsor the Dare to Dream radio show at ads@debbiedashinger.com. Advertising amplifies everything you're doing towards success. increase your business, write to ads@debbie-yer.com.
When you're pondering the big questions like, is there more than this? How can I have a happy relationship? What would it take to like my body? And how do I make more money? Where do you go for information and tools? Check out the online store at accessconsciousness.com. Accessconsciousness.com has books, DVDs, instant video and audio downloads, online classes, and so much more. Subjects include abuse, changing your body, recovery, raising children, business techniques, tools to generate more money, how to have better sex and healthier relationships, just to name a few. At accessconsciousness.com, you can also find facilitators who teach local classes on a variety of subjects. Accessconsciousness.com, your one-stop shop for tools to assist you in changing your life. All of life comes to us with ease, joy, and glory. Go to accessconsciousness.com to learn more.
MyBestsellerBook.com helps you self-publish and you keep all the royalties. Even if your book is already published, MyBestseller.com will help you become a best-selling author. Your book will be promoted to a large global following. Enjoy a press release and book review. Make your next book launch bigger and better. MyBestsellerBook.com has long-term client credibility and 100% success in turning books into bestsellers. MyBestsellerBook.com.
Welcome back to Dare to Dream. This is Debbie Dashinger, and I'm speaking with Emerald Greenforest. You can find her at her name, EmeraldGreenforest.com. Emerald, I got to tell you this. So when I was reading up about you and saw that you were selected to be featured in the new Icon movie, produced and presented, internationally acclaimed artist, I just want to go there for a second. So sure. Laura Hollick, which stood out to me, because Laura has been on my show. Mm. She's amazing. And her rep, Nada Smith, you may know her, Nada Smith, from Canada. Nada is actually also one of Oprah's ambassadors, so I really got to know the both of them and kind of fell in love with them. They're amazing women. And I just looked at us and thought, wow, 2 degrees of separation. What are the possibilities that you would be aligned with someone of the magnitude of Laura out in the world? And I know her. Mm-hmm. And 2015 is probably between 2014 and 2015 around the time she came on my show.
Nice. Well, I've known Laura since before she was internationally famous. So yeah, I adore Laura Hollick, and every year she does International Soul Art Day. And I actually supported her when I had a mailing list of 15,000 people back in 2010 or whatever. I don't know, whenever she first came on the scene in the personal and professional development field, I was one of the first people that she reached out to for a strategic alliance to support her launching of Soul Art Studio. So we go way back, and I love Laura. She's highly, highly, highly intelligent and visionary and just a powerhouse. And she is such a gift to the artists in the world and the creatives in the world. And I never miss an opportunity to say yes when Laura makes a request. And so when she asked me to be in the new Icon movie 2 years ago, it's now almost 3 years ago now, I of course said yes. I was like, yes, absolutely. I would be delighted to be in the movie.
And that's so cool. She's such a mover and a shaker, and I really love what she's about. And I love the fact that you've got that artistic in you and that you support the arts. I mean, that's a beautiful thing. And I just want to see in the last couple of minutes we have here, maybe we could do a lightning round, because I still have a bunch of questions, and we'll get in as much as we can. Cool?
Sure. Absolutely.
Great. You mentioned early on spiritual awakening, big turning point for you. Will you just bullet point what your gifts are as far as clairs and otherworldly stuff?
I have clairaudience, claircognizance, clairsentience, and clairvoyance. I also have clairaromatic, which is kind of interesting. You smell things that aren't there in the room.
Yep.
So that was pretty exciting when that one came on board. I'm also a shapeshifter, and I am shamanically inclined and have naturally been attuned to sound healing as well. So I can use the sound of my voice to activate the latent codes in your DNA.
Not too shabby. Very nice. And this is Dare to Dream, Emerald. What are you next, Dare to Dream? What are your future dreams and goals?
I love that question. So I'm dreaming of a cottage by the sea where I can go in the cold times of the year and write and walk by the ocean and just enjoy the sound of the ocean. So that's definitely something in my dream. And I'm also daring to dream that my divine complement will manifest quickly.
That's great. You know, you have a man plan, which I love the name of it. So just why would someone do a man plan? What is that?
Well, so the man plan was really designed to work with the men on purpose that I'm working with, but it actually works for pretty much anybody. So the man plan is three steps, and it's what we do when men come to me and they need some support to get on purpose and to align their compass and to be on track and to be the legendary leader they're here to be. So three steps are movement, which means taking action or might mean dancing, you know, some kind of movement. A is artistic expression, and it doesn't have to be, you know, for the Louvre. It's we could get down on the floor and finger paint with chocolate pudding as long as there's some kind of artistic expression going on, music, drumming, painting, making poetry, anything like that, to really activate the creative power within the person. And then N, of course, is nature, and nature is the ultimate healer. And, you know, if we aren't spending time out in nature, we are disconnected from our own true nature. And therefore, even if it looks like we have worldly success, ultimately we will fall on our face and be in some serious trouble.
So movement, artistic expression, and nature for man. And speaking about man or men, your Men on Purpose podcast, all around the world, heard in 37 countries. Where can people listen to your podcast?
Well, they can listen to the podcast. They can go to menonpurposepodcast.com. They can listen to it on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher. It's on YouTube. We just put ourselves on Binge Networks, so that's a TV network, but it's there's a whole separate section for podcasts. I am on iHeartRadio, and we are now in 39 countries as of yesterday.
Beautiful.
So, yeah, we're just growing every time we put another episode out.
I'm so proud of you. Thank you, Emerald, so much for coming on the show and for sharing your brilliance. I got a lot out of this.
Thank you for having me, Debbie. You're amazing.
Much love, my friend. And I end today's show with this quote from Larry Crabb. A vision we give to others of who and what they could become has power when it echoes what the spirit has already spoken into their soul. Next up on Dare to Dream, I am featuring my client, Philip Shepherd. He's an internationally recognized embodiment expert and the author of New Self, New World, and Radical Wholeness. Philip's amazing. He travels the world teaching people how to ground their thinking into the calm, deep-dwelling intelligence of the body, and he's profound. Listen, subscribe to my podcast channel. Leave a review. It really means something and encourages others. We'd love to hear from you. And also, subscribe to my inspirational YouTube videos at youtube.com/DebOnTheRadio. I'm a media visibility expert, and I love what I do. Thanks for joining me today on Dare to Dream.
To contact the award-winning syndicated Dare to Dream radio show, go to debbiedashinger.com. Keep your excellent feedback and comments coming. Your host, Debbie Dashinger, is an expert at goal achievement, a media personality, an international best-selling author, and a keynote speaker. Debbie leads high-quality teleseminars on how to achieve goals, how to be a self-published best-selling author, and how to get booked on radio. All classes are at debbiedashinger.com. Debbie's best-selling books are Dare to Dream, This Life Counts, sold on Amazon, and her second book, Wisdom to Success, The Secrets to Accomplish All Your Dreams, sold online at all bookstores. Tune in again to hear the next inspiring interview guest who has turned their vision into a successful reality. Want more support in making your dreams come true? Go to debbiedashinger.com. That's www.debbiedashinger.com. You'll see videos, MP3s, archived interviews, and amazing products sharing the secret steps to making your dreams come true. Remember to dream big with every expectation that your dream will become real. Dreams are free, so free your dreams. What do you dare to dream?
Here I'm standing now, waiting for my time to be all that I can be. Easy to forget, life is in my hands, and I can change it if I want.